Thank you, Margaret. Our final group of headline stories this week all have wildlife and plant themes. Major progress is being made in Norfolk's wetlands to protect the rare fen raft spider. Early in September, an animal trainer at Banham Zoo will spend 48 hours in an aviary with seven vultures. And in Norwich, an award-winning gardener has been ordered to get rid of most of her pot plants.
It is a project that might not be so popular with people suffering from arachnophobia, but for the rare fen raft spider, the scheme is absolutely vital to ensure its survival. For the past 5 years, the Broads Conservation Partnership has strived to protect the species on Norfolk's wetlands. And it has been so successful that the project has now been shortlisted for a national award by the Campaign for National Parks. The competition celebrates exceptional work aimed at making a lasting contribution to conservation at national parks in England and Wales. 5 years ago, there was just one fragile population of fen raft spider, which can have a leg span of up to 8 centimetres. The loss of wetland habitat meant that its members dwindled, and without the project, it was likely to have become extinct. But thanks to the efforts of the project team, the creature is now said to be thriving in the Norfolk Broads.
Often considered ugly, revolting, and even dangerous. But Peter McLaren, an animal trainer and presenter at Banham Zoo, will be sharing an aviary with seven vultures. 6 Ruppell's griffon vultures and 1 African white-backed vulture for 48 hours. The 23-year-old is passionate about the birds and is hoping to raise awareness of vultures and much-needed money for conservation projects. Mr. McLaren, who has worked at the zoo for almost 7 years, said, "We wanted something that was high impact and showed that they are not horrible and angry creatures. They are quite calm and all have their own individual characters, which we try to show at the displays. They are actually quite hygienic and clean animals, and they're quite gentle." Mr. McLaren will enter the aviary at 2:30 p.m. on Friday, September the 2nd, and that is where he will stay, apart from toilet and food breaks, until his colleagues let him out in time for the Bird of Prey display on Sunday, September the 4th, coinciding with International Vulture Awareness Day. He added, "I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be able to answer any questions from the aviary and hopefully change a few perceptions."
An award-winning horticulturalist has been left devastated after the council again demanded she dismantle a rooftop garden 25 years in the making. Kerry Annison was recently made head judge with Norwich in Bloom and acts as Grow Your Own officer, helping to encourage others to spruce up their outdoors. But in 2013, council officers told her the collection of plant pots in her communal garden in Devonshire Street near Dereham Road were a health and safety hazard and should be removed, just a year after they had received an award from the Lord Mayor. After an outcry, she was permitted to keep the plants, but this week officers wrote to Miss Annison again, saying she would not be allowed more than 3 pot plants of the 40 she had lovingly nurtured. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "Our procedure for what can be kept in communal areas is in place across the city and is supported by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. We have worked closely with this resident and support her desire to create a welcoming environment to the entrance of her home. This has to be balanced with the need to protect the safety of other residents and any emergency services that may need to attend the premises, to restrict damage to the area and to allow access for repairs and maintenance. The guidance covering both potential obstacles and barriers to properties applies equally to all residents and no one is given preferential treatment." Miss Annison, who got into gardening when she was diagnosed with epilepsy and was unable to work, has previously won a Gold Innovative Award from Norwich in Bloom and the Certificate of Merit from the National Allotment and Leisure Garden Society for the allotment she tends at Mousehold North off Gertrude Road.